Welcome to the series on the Christopher Peter Review. The NBA will soon finalize its massive television package that will yield nearly $7 billion a year to the league, which will drive up team revenues and player salaries. For many, the picture seems positive considering many potential challenges the league was facing in terms of declining ratings. But not all team owners are ecstatic over the pending influx of wealth heading their way. James Dolan, owner of the New York Knicks, the New York Rangers, and Madison Square Garden and related properties, made his feelings known that he is not a big supporter of the new television deal. Primarily, the potential impact he predicts it will have on regional sports networks, the level of funds shared by large market teams to small market teams, and the future of the league as he sees it. The controversial owner has been at odds recently with the league office, but are his concerns legitimate? Part of the properties that he owns is the regional sports network known as MSG, which is the local broadcast for Knicks games. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver made it no secret that the league would need to rethink its broadcast strategy, as its core audience is changing how they experience its games. Many fans are no longer partied to cable subscriptions and prefer streaming, so it is not surprising that providers with streaming services are featured in the new mix, at the expense of regional sports networks, who no longer will have protections for the declining local viewership. This essentially creates an issue for local teams as they lose local revenue that will now become league revenues split amongst 30 teams, not what large market teams want to see. Large market team owners operate in some of the most expensive markets in the nation. The New York Knicks play in the largest media market in America and in one of the most famous arenas in the nation. The city is not known for being an affordable place to run a business. Despite not being a perennial realistic contender, the Knicks still typically come in within the top three of revenue generators each year. But much of that revenue will go into revenue sharing, providing a perceived cost advantage for owning a small market team. The NBA appears to be taking a page out of the NFL's playbook, where teams do not enjoy local television deals. In football, the NFL is able to benefit greatly from the high demand and low supply of football games by selling the broadcast rights in packages controlled at the league level. As we have seen in baseball, the regional sports networks are not as financially secure and viable as they once were, and local television deals may bear more risk than consolidating the broadcast rights into larger, more lucrative packages. Not really what an operator of a local regional sports network wants to hear. While I am not a supporter of socialism in any form, the NBA is a league of 30 teams that operate as one business. The large market teams need the small market teams and vice versa. In any company, the large revenue offices will subsidize the smaller revenue offices because the network as a whole is better for the organization. And that is what is happening here. The ratings for basketball are declining overall, unless it is a game featuring Caitlin Clark. But live content is still valuable to large media conglomerates, so it makes sense for the NBA to cash in at the league level. Even if the team level may experience some setbacks, the overall situation may be better than the current state. Probably is, at least for the league. Thank you for experiencing the Christopher Peter Review. Please continue to visit the Christopher Peter Review at www.crcreview.com and on YouTube and YouTube Music. Until next time.